Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you have a Zibonya Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Katuongere Engaruzafe.
Let's hard our hand clap.
Ngatuweba Zakatondo Rabawe Savafu de Waguru.
As we thank God for the ministers who have left. For reminding us to moving in the promises of God, even to fulfilling them. He who promised that, when he called us, he gave us gifts. And he fulfills that giving us. And we too see we move by them, even to fulfilling. Never have a gift and you do not know your calling. After the gift, you can understand the calling. So it's very important, after you understand that gift, you also understand the call. For the two move together. You cannot tell me you have a call and you do not have a gift. And you cannot say,
hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So twebaza Katonda.
So we thank God.
Oyo atutegeza ebirabo byaffe.
Him who reveals us our gifts.
Ate natutegeza n'okuyitibwa kwaffe.
And also reveal us our callings.
Oyinza okubeera omusumba.
You might be a pastor.
Naye nga tomanyi kikitegeeza.
But you do not know what it means.
Bwe tomanyi kikitegeeza.
If you do not know what it means.
Kitegeeza tomanyi kuyitibwako.
It means you do not know your calling.
Naye kirabo kyo kimanyi.
But the gift you know it.
Siwe wawo.
Is it not that? And you know the gift, but the calling, you do not know it.
Then
you are on a serious problem. It's a very big problem. Because when he speaks in Romans chapter 11, verse 29,
he
told you the gift and the callings of God, they are unchangeable. It means the two move together. First, speak with your neighbor briefly. Tell them, me, I know this my gift,
in
this and this calling. What have they told you? They have told you the gift and the calling. Have you seen how we shall need to know the calling? The gifts you've understood there.
But
you've not yet known the calling. Not that. Sure.
Pastor,
a pastor is a shepherd.
A pastor is a shepherd.
His calling is shepherding. You know, you may not know that. When they say the pastor, the pastor is a shepherd. Now, pastor is the gift. Shepherding. It is the calling.
Yeah?
And a pastor has a pasture to offer. That is shepherd.
I know
he must have pasture. Before he brings any flock, the trouble has come then.
Pastor,
the pastor
Musumba
is a shepherd. It's the calling. Yes.
Pastor,
the pastor is the gift. Shepherd is the calling.
I know kuakendiga za agenda okulunda.
Must have sheep is going to rear.
Yeah, I know soka na bane.
He must
no muddo
have the pastures.
Namaz
even water.
Wanji?
Are we together?
Kubanga tayinza kuleta
kisibu. Because he cannot bring the flock.
Nga tayina wagenda kukirundira.
There's no way he's going to rear it from.
Teri muddo.
There's no
teri mazzi.
Pasture, there's no water.
Kalate chilala.
Now the other.
Just tunyumia mukonga tuumula mukatonga.
Just we chatting as we preparing ourselves. The pastor is the gift.
Obusumba,
shepherding
kuyitibu.
Is the calling. Is it not that?
Agenda kulunda.
He's going to rear
indiga.
The sheep.
Na yenga dana kufuna yowa
denemu. But before you get a single one,
I know kubana umuddo.
He must have the pastures.
Na amazi.
Even water.
Agari mchigambo.
Which is in the word.
Na ye,
but before you see the pastures, he has to first see the ground.
Ye, nini,
himself.
I know soka afuke take jim.
He must become the fertile ground. Where the
word
sown on and it grows as the pasture within him. Yes.
Not yet.
I see you.
Wanji,
are we together?
Hey,
yes, I'm waking you up.
You
enjoy
pastor,
the pastor. I'm pastor.
Pastor?
The pastor
Chidabu.
Is a gift.
Okusumba?
Shepherding.
Omusumba.
A shepherd. That is the calling.
Because
he's going to rear the flock of the sheep.
Think
of that flock even to get. He must have the pastures. And it's a good green pasture. Even waters. That in the word. That sound speaks of. 23. That the Lord is my shepherd. That is a shepherd.
I know kuitibwa kwe
he has his great calling.
I need chirabu no kuitibwa ebikuru.
Gift and the calling is great ones.
Yatwala kumabbali.
He leads me besides
the
still waters.
And isha.
He feeds me.
Atwala mudundu eliyo mudo
checks me in the green pastures.
Chikambo ngachi.
The word in this march.
Ashinga we gani ngali muchigambo.
There are that in the word. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 22 to 27.
You
wash us with water through the word.
Pastor,
have you become very well? Remember before he gets those pastures, even the water,
he
must discover the fertile ground. It has to be the heart where they are sowing their
words
and it's rooted. Must have been poured upon the Holy Spirit well.
One
flow in him as rivers of living waters. In shepherding of the sheep. But now you see. There are even some that they are pastors. They are shepherds. They are shepherds. We keep mixing these words.
No, I'm Uganda.
I think Uganda is a shepherd. Is, they call it pastor. Uganda.
Babi,
they
babi.
Don't differentiate these words. Sure.
Then in those are Omurunzi.
Omurunzi
is shepherd.
That is shepherd.
Yes.
Murunzi.
Omurunzi.
Yes.
Those are to be able to.
I think we call them like that.
Omusumba chivirendoza. Echidabo.
The pastor is the gift.
Omurunzi.
The shepherd.
It's
the calling. That's the way it will come out clear. Yes.
Musumba.
Pastor. It's the gift.
Omurunzi.
Shepherd.
It's
the calling.
Omuddo.
The pastures. It's the word.
Amazi.
The water. The Holy Spirit can remain still the word.
But
the main thing is to first have the fertile ground.
The
other source on the pastures of his sheep. So he passed through to sow the word. Others did not have the fertile ground. Just rocks. These are the hearts. And they are of rock, stone. Others it is sand.
Others,
the heart is like on the wayside. Pastor, are you there? Let me see our pastors here. You have a gift of a pastor. Expected, what calling do you have with that gift? If you have understood the calling, the pastures, have you gathered enough, even water, and you are taking it on, they are on which ground? For the pastor, the one who sowed the pastures of the word, he saw as he was sowing, one fell on the stones, and the hearts are of stones. Rock. Others fell in the thorns.
You're
filled of the desires, lusts of the world.
They
are most in that category. That we have pastors. My God. Others on the wayside. They never enter the kingdom of heaven. And they do not allow anyone enter. They do not have knowledge. When we handle there, it's going to be interesting to me. Others, it's real sons.
They're
of the natural wisdom, that of Satan. What they want, the one who saw the pasture of his sheep, that he sows upon them, but he wants out the fertile ground, and the heart, it is humble, meek, and the one who planted the partial of his sheep, the world, and the water in the world, by the Holy Spirit, and they commit the sheep to you. The pastures have to be for many years that you could spend on this earth as shepherd every sheep given you. That's why he says that the servant of God must have the scriptures that they can profit for the have inspiration of God, in profit in doctrine, in rebuke, in correction, in instruction in righteousness, that the servant of God will be perfected for every good work.
Now,
me, I wonder some people are not pastors.
Because
if you pastor, who gets the gift? You are a shepherd. It's the calling. You're going to shepherd what? Sheep. Where is the pastures? Water. Where is water?
So,
those are not where there's no ground. Which ground do you have? Which kind of heart? The kind of a shepherd is very different.
You
must have a fertile ground which sprouts out the fertile pastures, the green pastures. Pastor Robina. A shepherd. calling you the gifts and the callings.
Then you hold,
I see. Many years we've been lost. Because today, even to say a word, revival, others play it else. Restoration is what they call revival. But I've spoken it a couple of years here. Means I need to keep repeating, speaking until they have sunk in us. And we fulfill Jeremiah 23, verse 18.
And we
sat in the council of his words. And we pursue them. We mark them. We hope to understand them. Now you are a pastor. Pastors, you stand up. Don't ashame us. Pastors, stand up. You have a gift of a pastor. Good. You stand up. You are sitting. Pastor.
Okay.
Fine. Now you understand the calling. Remind me tomorrow, speak of other gifts. We shall stand, at least we have a crew of them. Don't have a hard heart. God shows the pastors you are content is striving with it. Now, what flock does he commit to you when you have not the pastor?
I don't know.
Have to know every season which pastors you feed them. You don't get that is conceived and you bring a pasture which will make it lose its pregnancy. Now, some you do not know these things. That's why the sheep comes your way.
It
has a pregnancy. It's not of sin. If you have a pregnancy of sin,
then
I give a pastor of the word to abort it. Not yet, you still. You are still. You sit with the pregnancy of sin and you sit for a pastor. You give it a pastor to abort that pregnancy. Now the boss which comes and the pregnancy of righteousness. But spitting of excuses. But you see,
it
has a ministry is conceiving in itself. Yes. Have a pastor, you feed it. It's child to grow with it. The child of the lamb. It comes in counseling. And then you give it a pasture, which aborts a righteous pregnancy. Even in the dry season, they have a pasture they eat different from that of the rainfall. All those are of shepherding, you will understand them. They don't know even what they are doing. He is just pastor. Pastors, sit down. Let's see of prophets. We want to go next to prophets. Prophets, we stand up. You have a gift of prophecy. Yes. Prophets and seers, we both stand up. What is your calling? You speak to your neighbor. What have they told them? Speak to one who is next to you. Always you are their prophet doing what? And you rather shepherd? I'm going to give you microphones, you tell us. You just enjoy.
Nabi.
Prophet. Their calling is to give prophecy.
Over to prophecy.
To prophesy.
A prophet
is there to prophesy. Yes. If they're to prophesy, one of what they first have is what is called the spirit of prophecy, the testimony of Christ, the holy scriptures. They must be. There are people move within times and seasons well. But now, even coming here, you come late. Today I have you.
I don't know.
You don't even give us prophecy. What are you doing here? But let them sit down. God's mighty never despise any person. Tomorrow we have to speak about this.
And together,
for we are going in the campaign revival.
Zenabi,
me prophet,
I'm coming to
this area
to
proclaim to you the call of Uganda. We are called
to
hear revival and restoration of all things.
I,
prophet, who does what?
Ainachi,
who has what? For a person never give what they do not have.
Apostles, are we there? Apostles, we stand up.
We
are many. Apostle is the gift. Is the gift. Speak to your neighbor, they tell you what how their calling is. They say to be sent. We tell others where we know sent. They have told you what? They have refused. All along, your apostle is what?
Apostle
is a messenger. They are calling
them
a messenger. Now, when they have words of one who has sent them, you have whose words? It's not good to despise, but apostles, we've been shamed on that side. But
what
was there as you went for fellowships? Just giving? Giving tithes and offerings? A seed? The first fruits? Sacrifice? Soaking the anointing? Buying the pork? Anointing? Petrol of the car? Yes. Speaking in tongues, you don't understand. Messengers, are we there? Do you have any message? It comes from who? Okay, let's sit down.
But
we're not just going to keep being there like that. Teachers, are we there? Teachers of the Word of God, are we there? You stand up, we see. Many.
Tell
you they are calling there. They say they are calling this teaching. We do what else? You explain us concerning your calling. We say we're going to be evangelists. Next. They tell us whether we do not evangelize. If you say your calling is evangelizing, what about us? Teachers, tell us your calling.
I will not tell you, you sit down.
How have you been surviving?
Wanji?
Someone has said behind. Frequency is far.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Christ yes, here, but we are Uganda.
Praise Christ, brethren.
Omusomesa we chigambo cha Katonda. Baba Zivaire Livingstone.
Teacher Baba Zivaire Livingstone.
Apostle ngomusomesa anyweza ekibeera cha buliddwa kibadde kisomeseddwa okuyita mu birabo ebirala. Nenga ya ayongera cho chinyweza nga akisomesa ekibeera kya buliddwa obaba tume obaba bulizi benjiri.
Okay. Teacher concentrates on the all the other sermons which other gifts have taught and they concentrate to teach it to its depth.
But a teacher is an interpreter.
A teacher is an interpreter? ekirabo kya okuyitibwa kwabwe kuba kunyonyola
their calling is to explain
to
interpret
Shiba mbera
it's not how you are. The world
you're 1 plus 1
oyemokuwa gata ko 5
how equals
eli
Teachers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You don't even know your calling. Let us sit down. The work is still big work. I don't know whether in August we go in the campaign. Evangelists. Yes. Evangelist is the gift. What is the calling?
Wangi.
Are we there?
I said
to make nation disciples. What about us? We have a hand risen at the other side.
Hallelujah.
Is Jesus children of God?
Hallelujah.
Shift cozy arm like that. Praise Jesus, children of God.
Yes, it was the one about Katonda.
Praise Jesus, children of God.
Evangelist Mulangira Joseph.
I'm named Evangelist Mulangira Joseph. I'm based in this ministry. I request read the scripture in the Matthew 28, verse 18.
Matthew Sulayavili Mumunana.
Matthew chapter
28,
verse
18.
And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Verse
19.
Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That is the answer. If I'm evangelizing that scripture, I usually move. If I move an apostle, I've gone on what?
That
is a great commission. For all of us the gifts. Yes.
Evangelist Josiah.
Evangelist Josiah.
Yes, you are Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren. The work of the calling of the evangelists. Just as marketeers. You pass through market the word of God.
Then
teachers come from behind, interpret it.
Okay.
It can't be like that in the business language. I want in the language of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus, brethren. And by name and voice, Tumushabe Atabula Mukakumi, evangelist. Blessing the new generation, the full knowledge of God and His glory. Evangelists, may I say that our world is to reconcile people with their God. What about us?
Before you finish the statement, we apostles, we do what? We confuse them with their God. Luke chapter 10, verse
1.
I see as your answer is there.
Luka esula ya kumi onyolisoka.
Luke chapter 10 verse 1.
Awuruva nyumalwebio mukama wafe nalonda abalala nsanvu. Na abatuma kinnabirie masoge okugenda mu buli kibuga mu buli kifo jagenda okujja ye.
After these things the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself would come. Evangelists, they do what work? They prepare places where the gospel is going to come. These prepare the way of the Lord. They prepare where the gospel is going to go. And they pass through like that.
Yeah.
Every place the Lord will base, that is where they go ahead of him. As they prepare the way of the Lord. They prepare the way of the Lord. They prepare the way of the gospel. That's where came a word saying, he who forsook all for the gospel and for Christ will be restored back. They
are
to prepare where God is to come. And they pass through. The president is coming. But when he comes,
I
said, be saved. Repent.
Less.
When he comes, it's not a curse. That is how they are. There are many things we have to speak. Those who speak tongues will be there. Others have not discovered themselves.
We've
spoken of the five. Those in the Ephesians. Chapter 4. From verse
7.
Spoken of pastors, evangelists, teachers, prophets, and evangelists.
The
other time, we've just spoken. We've not speaking the sounds in the scriptures. We have been speaking slowly. Campaign has been successful.
We put
too much harvest in this talk.
You
need to see those with the gifts like word of wisdom, of understanding, healings, worker of miracles,
the
others.
They are calling
how
with,
should they be to fulfill in that call? Yes. Now we are not just like that. Understood why you always conducted yourself like that. You are a pastor, shepherd, conduct yourself the way you want. Because you've never realized, discover yourself well.
You know,
at school they ask you your names. You remember only one. The years you have. What about your father's name? My father. What about your mother? You have their phone number, you have, you know? No. You child, do you know yourself well?
So,
that is how you are in those gifts. You do not remember the second name. Even where you have come and where you are going, you do not know there.
That's
thrown down many ministers of God.
Because
they go and know their gifts,
but
they never know the calling, how it is.
And
they never know how they can prepare themselves to fulfill that call. There is a great harm there. And the fallen is great. First, speak with your brother and tell them, but have you heard that issue? And you have a gift, but you do not know your calling.